From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris with today's news from the Winter Olympics in Turin. Yevgeny Plyshenko of Russia is the Olympic champion in men's figure skating. As expected, he won the gold medal today. He went into the free skate program with a commanding lead. And while his victory was expected, the precipitous drop by American Johnny Ware was not. Ware was second after the short program but dropped out of the medal chase. We're joined now from Turin by NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, what happened today in the men's competition?
Well, as you mentioned, Michelle, Evgeny Plyshenko won, as everyone expected, looking very imperious on the ice. What struck me most, I mean, he had a commanding performance, but what struck me most was his ending, you know, where a skater usually holds their final pose. He didn't even bother with it. He got to his final move and just kind of stepped out of that final move, shook his fists like, yeah, I got it. Let's give me the gold medal. I've won 3 world titles, 5 European titles, a silver medal at 2002 Olympics. Now I got my big prize, so let's get this over with.
He was that good.
Yeah, he was. As you say, he went into the free skate with a huge lead. American Johnny Weir said that Plyshenko would have to fall 3 times for someone to slip by. He didn't fall once.
And so no medals for the American skaters.
No, there were none. And before I talk about Johnny Weir, probably the positive story for Americans is Evan Lysacek. He really skated a poor short program and was in 10th place. He said today that he actually considered dropping out today on his way to the venue because he was sick with the flu. He didn't practice yesterday because of dizziness and an upset stomach. And he was quoted as saying, "I've dreamed about the Olympics for upwards of a decade, and it didn't include coming down with a stomach flu, having needles in my arm, or falling in the short program. I learned the Olympics are about courage and going out and finishing what you started." And let me tell you, he finished really strong. After that poor short program, he skated wonderfully today in the free. He landed 8 triple jumps and, as we said, vaulted from 10th position to 4th. So he just missed the medals, but he had a wonderful performance.
I would like to ask you about Johnny Ware. I understand that his disappointment today was quite obvious.
Oh, it really was. And this was really kind of a stunner. I mean, after the short program where he was in second place, he was poised for, you know, people were saying he was going to be the silver medalist behind Plyshenko. He just didn't skate well tonight. He was his usual flowing and graceful self with his blue chiffon fluttering, but it was slow and a kind of cautious looking. He landed his jumps, but he was leaning on a lot of them. And what was weird, it appeared at one point he even might have left a jump completely out. He looked like he was on the approach to a jump, you know, where they're skating backwards. And then he just changed direction for another long approach, what appeared. So there's this long time with him where he wasn't really doing anything on the ice. And I think this showed up. He had a very low technical score. He was second after the short program, as we said. After the free skate, he dropped to 4th and ultimately finished in 5th place. And after he got his marks, he got up and stormed out of the kiss and cry area. Mm. And I should add that his quote was interesting. He blamed transportation. He said, "I missed the bus. They changed the schedule. It was every 10 minutes. Today, it was every half hour. I was late getting to the venue and never caught up. I never felt comfortable in this building. I didn't feel my inner peace. I didn't feel my aura. Inside, I was black."
Now, Tom, aside from figure skating, there was a doping disqualification today. What can you tell us about that?
Today, yes, the first athlete to test positive at the Games and get kicked out. This was 30-year-old Olga Pilova from Russia, very accomplished in the sport of biathlon, which is the combination of cross-country skiing and shooting a rifle. She won gold medal and a bronze medal in 2002. She won the silver medal Monday in the 15-kilometer individual event in the biathlon. But that was all taken away today because she tested positive for a banned stimulant after her race on Monday. So she is the first to actually test positive here and be kicked out.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Tom Goldman speaking to us from the Winter Games in Turin.